important to fully integrate the dark experiences, the shadow side experiences into yourself so that you're able to stand in front of people and say, I am all of the above. I am my darkness and I am my light and I am my gifts and I am my weaknesses, you know. I am my accomplishments and I am my failures. I've been blessed to have many opportunities to hike in different natural environments, and I was hiking in on the high desert outside of Taos, New Mexico, at the foot of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, and I was at a point where I remember I was watching very carefully because there were no human structures or human activities going on to help me orient myself, so I was in danger of getting lost the way I often do. So I was really kind of trying to pay attention to the environment. And suddenly I was struck with this, it's hard to know how to describe it, but this moment in which I realized bone deep that the cosmos was utterly indifferent to me. I was so tiny, I was a speck on this vast landscape, utterly indifferent to me, and yet at the same time utterly compassionate toward me and forgiving of me. And somehow those two things went together in a beautiful way. That, you know, I was not under the microscope and being scrutinized for my faults and my failures. I was accepted as one thing among many, and all I had to do was accept myself the same way. I think it's ancient wisdom that if something really bad happens in your life, something really tough happens in your life, the best way forward is to ask, what can I learn from this that will enrich my life and make it fuller going forward? That's why it's very common, I think, for people to experience personal tragedies like the loss of the most loved person in their life and go into that long underground period of grieving and feeling like life will never be worth living again, and yet emerge from that down the road somewhere with the realization that not in spite of the loss, but precisely because of the loss, they have become bigger people. They have become more compassionate, more understanding, more grateful, more giving, more generous with others, because loss has taught them something important about what it means to be human. All of us radically underestimate the power of expressing interest in another person. There's a poet named Elizabeth Alexander, who's a wonderful poet, but she has this very simple line in one of her poems that I think about a lot. She says, "Are we not of interest to each other?" You know, yeah, of course we are. So let's act on that, and intergenerational relations are one way to do it.